And you're very welcome back to Talk About. And I'm joined in studio, I'm delighted to say, by two guests. I have Breda Hurley and Miriam Moriarty, owns of Johnny's Cottage fame. Ladies, good afternoon. You're very welcome to studio.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Miriam.
You are two of the trio. Of course, your sister Anya is the third one.
That's right.
Ladies, you've been nominated for an award. You're heading up to Dublin next month for a lovely gala event. You're up for an Outstanding Achievement Award and you're nominated in the Social Media Presence category. So how did all this come about?
Oh, my God, Mary, we don't know what, you know, we won the Connect Award here for social media, I suppose,
yes,
really,
is where
well.
Yeah.
And you know, but we don't even know who nominated us for this one in Dublin. This is a huge event as well, and we are so looking forward to it. It'll be a fantastic achievement for us as well, because it just goes to show where, you know, if people in Dublin recognise us like that or whatever, whoever nominated us, we don't know. We're absolutely thrilled, aren't we, Mir?
Yeah, over the moon.
Yeah.
And I know so many people know and look and watch your Facebook Live videos. For people who aren't familiar, maybe you might just remind us of what exactly you do.
Well,
it's a bit of madness.
It started off in 2019, just before the pandemic. And Breda was making, there was a load of apples on the table, and her husband Sean passed and said, they're going to be left there. So I said, nah. So I said, we'll make a tart and I go live. And she went, no. She started cleaning the kitchen and everything. I go, nobody's going to see it, like, you know, you're not going to have the cleaning. So anyway, it started like, and that's it. She said, I'm not doing it again. So we decided we'd do it every fortnight.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't enough.
And it took off from it there,
off.
Really, didn't
Our
it?
First, we had five people live that night we went. We were on it for 3 hours.
We showed
the oven, the cake, everything. Yeah. And then it started, and then it just started from there.
Yeah.
And people, then Anya joined us about 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
And then the crack started. So it went from not cooking, because if we did, she'd destroy it, especially mine, not Breda's. And then the fun started.
Yeah.
So, and then the followers started. And then we had 2 million views in one night with the swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
And Anya was trying to get into the swimming pool. Yeah. And she stood up on top of a ladder and she couldn't move. She literally could not move. And I said, we'd have to stay here all day. And that's literally how it started.
And you know, the funny thing about it, Mary, was the amount of people, I suppose, that were on lockdown at the time.
Oh.
And they were not able to get out. The amount of people that contacted us and told us that we put a smile on their face, you know. So we decided to go on every Monday night then, live, the three of us at the time, or two of us a lot at a time, because Anna, don't be well. And they look forward to us. The amount of lovely comments we get saying that we made their day. We even got a hug the other night from somebody, that a young girl, we couldn't believe it, Miriam, and she, you tell her.
She just came up to us and she just went, thank you.
Thank you for this
just
morning.
Just thank you.
For last night.
She was having a bad day and she just, you'd be surprised, Mary, the amount of young people that watch it.
Yeah.
And it's not only that, the amount of people that live alone and the amount of people during the pandemic, especially, that their family or their children came and set them up on Facebook just to go live, to watch us live and look back on the videos. And it did. And I suppose that's what kept us going then.
Exactly.
And now we're up to anything now. Anything goes now.
Exactly. You
know? We don't hold back anymore, because we're in our prime, our best years of our life.
Exactly.
I'd say.
And I suppose that's the message we're getting across as well,
yes.
Mary, because, you know, I'm in my 70s. Miriam is a good bit away from it, but not too much either. And Owen is in her nearly 70s, we'll say 68 as well. But the amount of people that say, oh my God, well, if we can do it, we always say, you can do it. You know, don't be afraid. I actually rather go live now, Mary, than I couldn't record anything, because if you make a mistake, sure, it doesn't matter. Whereas before, like, I'd be awful upset. I'd be nearly crying. If something happens now, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And people love it. They love the way we interact. They love the way we are as sisters. And we do have great fun. We have better fun now than we ever in our life had.
We should go live before we go live. Because nothing is ever prepared. We might have a thought, of something, especially if something's coming up like the Kerry team now, we dressed up as Kerry, something like the Roses this weekend, surely to God we're going to think of something, because we had the Rose of Johnny's Cottage, which Anna won. We're never going to see that trophy. And so last year that was, so we do something, yeah, especially if it's like it's in the moment.
Yeah.
Like we did the tennis for Wimbledon. Yeah. We just want something to entertain.
And it's natural. And I suppose that's the thing about social media. A lot of it can be fake and, you know, filtered. But it's just pure natural with the three of you.
And Anna is not filtered.
You filter nothing with Anna. No.
But
you can imagine how excited we are, though, to be going up to these awards all the way up to Dublin. And we can't wait, because it's a make it happen event. It's a make it happen outstanding achievement awards, and it's an event as well over 2 days.
Yeah, there's a seminar and then there's the black tie event.
And then there's the grand finale dinners on the Sunday night and the award ceremony. And there's all different categories, of course. So we're picked for the social media and presence. So we can't wait to go up.
Can't wait for my new dress.
And regardless, we'll enjoy ourselves, Mary. We just go up for the fun. And if we win something, that's a bonus.
But
we'll still have a brilliant time.
Yeah. And it describes it as the Outstanding Achievement Awards Black Tie Gala Ball.
That's right.
In which we endeavour to honour driven, committed and successful individuals and companies who have contributed to the business community of Ireland and globally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's on in Fitzpatrick's Killiney Castle that night as well. And I'd say every category was scrutinised, you know what I mean, to bring the best people for their outstanding achievement, really all the different categories. Can you imagine the excitement?
I thought it was a joke.
We thought it was a joke.
Make it happen. Now, Breda, I said, Breda,
we're always saying make it happen ourselves.
I says, I think somebody's, she says, you're joking. I says, no, and then it was genuine.
Yeah.
Somebody was really taking the mickey, but it weren't.
Especially in Dublin. And,
I suppose that was the most honourable thing, was it wasn't in our own home county.
Yeah.
That we were nominated from outside Kerry, and we're two Kerry women going up to Dublin.
You can imagine.
No,
for the day, we get a slagging over we losing the match, but we don't care. That's grand too. But we're looking forward to so much, Mary.
But of the people that tune in, and people are always writing the messages as you're talking live, doing the videos, where do you get people listening to your farm, or where do they tell you they're tuning in from?
Well, we have Canada, Australia, we have Africa, we have followers from all over the globe,
even China.
Japan.
I swear to God, we do, like,
and they're written in their own writing as well. The Japanese writers used to translate it. So I don't know how they can understand us. I really don't.
And our accents are so.
We got a message there a couple of weeks ago, and they said, we can't understand the words you're saying, but we love it.
We're enjoying it completely. Yeah, it's lovely. But the amount of people, as I said, and we have a great following in Tralee, believe it or not. We see the stats the way they come up, and Kerry, Ireland, England is next, and Wales.
I can honestly say we have from every America, especially. The Americans love
us. They love us.
They really love us.
We even got a parcel by post, and when I opened it, it said, please open this on air. So we're opening that. It's from
Colleen Nolan
from Minnesota.
Wow.
And she's coming. She visited us last year, visited us, and she's coming again this year. She loved us so much. So we're opening that on Sunday, whatever night we're going to.
A lot of the Americans would have Irish descent.
Mm. Yes.
And I think they want this old, like, banter, and they want it the way we do it. I don't think we could do it if we record. Now, we do record a couple of things, and not maybe a minute long, but we actually prefer to go live, because we don't have to rehearse anything then. It's great.
And we're going we have our own show start. We'll be in Sheamus live on the 6th of January with our own show, Johnny's Cottage, and so I just get that little plug in there.
Amazing. Are you going on tour?
I actually were going to forget that.
No, that's very important.
That's fantastic.
So we're looking for, do you know something, Mary, it's we're having women's great
Christmas.
Fun.
It is for women's Christmas.
And we're enjoying ourselves. I swear to God, during the day we get out of bed, but we have excitement.
Yeah. And come here, tell us now about this event happening on the 10th of September, this gala ball in Dublin. Will there be a little Facebook Live in advance of it from the Killiney Castle?
Oh, of course there will be. Oh, 100%. 100%. We're going all out for it. And like we might even do talk to a few people up there as well. Of course we will. We'll be talking to Donna and Pat Kennedy, our
the organisers.
There's a lot of other influential names there as well. There's Sharon Lecter and Michael Lecter, Karen Newman. People that, you know, going back years when I was in business, I used to meet these people going to different events and big events as well. And so we're looking forward to having a great chat with them, and we'll bring that live on Johnny's Cottage on the 10th of September from Killiney Castle. So
can't believe it's in
the
castle either.
I know, fabulous. Great opportunity to get dressed up.
the amount of people, and just to say to people if they want to come along, you know, it's a great night. It would be a great achievement. Or anyone that want to, you know, I suppose all the categories are in now, I'm sure, but it doesn't matter anyway, you know. It will be a great night, but we will be going live on the night anyway.
Another thing I just want to say to Mary and to the view, a lot of our customers that bought the Johnny's Cottage recipe book,
yes,
they're actually all nearly from America.
And
it's 50-50. They love it.
They
love the traditional bacon and cabbage. You know, I put in one there, it was like standing sausages. I mean, I just put the sausages standing on the mashed potatoes and they're standing like.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll always stand attention to me. Everything has got a bit of a fun element.
In Miriam's ones, I'd be more serious. Miriam puts a little bit of a little bit of crack into it as well.
You need the mix and personalities though.
You do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You do, exactly. And we get on great. In all fairness now, we do. Thank God.
Well, ladies, you're a joy to have in studio and you're a joy to watch online. And I know so many people watching. When's your next Facebook Live?
We're going live on Sunday evening.
Anya's
birthday on Tuesday, but because the roses are on. And
so we're going live on Sunday evening. And we're going to wish Anna a happy birthday. Bless her too. Her birthday is on Tuesday. But we're going live on Sunday evening at 7:30.
Okay, so live this Sunday at 7:30, and then you'll be live from the castle in Dublin on the 10th of September.
Indeed.
And then Seam Satira on January 6th.
Yeah. That's right.
It's Women's Christmas,
it's all
and that's who we are.
Fantastic. Ladies, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming in studio. Fingers crossed for you. I know the whole county, the whole country will be rooting for you. And do let us know how you get on. Thanks so much
we'll
for coming in studio.
Thank you very much indeed, Mary.
No problem. Breda Hurley there, and Miriam Moriarty owns two of the three ladies behind Johnny's Cottage.